Good morning. Welcome to Grace Baptist Church. What would normally be our Sunday school hour, today is a special day, the day where we do our Christmas program, and we are thankful that you chose to be a part of it. We are going to start this not with them singing, but with you singing. So why don't you go ahead and stand with me? Let's get this started correctly with all of us singing together, raising our voices for the Lord. And we're going to sing the first and fourth verse. It technically is song number 423. I don't have my book in front of me here, so I'm still going to name the number for you just to get the piano player started. But we're going to do the first and the whatever other verse that they've picked for me. He says the fourth. We'll find out together. The first and that verse of song number 423. Here we go. Sing it out nice and loud on the first one. Here we go. Ready?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let every sea King. Let every heart prepare in
and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven and nature sing.
Here we go. Singing.
All right, do appreciate being with us this morning. I'm going to go ahead and let you be seated. Let me just talk to you just for a second, and then we'll get ready to start our Christmas program. The Christmas program this year is called The Richest Family in Town, and it's a story about a single mother. She has three children, and she's raising them. The year is 1949. Her husband has just passed away a couple years before this. Now, the story is a presentation of a truth, and it's about understanding really what the joy of Christmas is. And it's not in the getting, but in the giving. And you'll see there's a slight transformation as you go through the story. And it's kind of the contrast with materialism, selfishness, a lot of times you see at Christmas time. Now, the story itself is fictional, but it's based on a true story. And the true story is actually the person who wrote it. His name is Dr. Frank Garlock. And this is based on some things in his life. He grew up, there was nine children in his family. He was one of the nine. And he helped support his family by selling fudge. And so now Dr. Frank Garlock, still alive, 80, 90, something or up in years, but he's been really used of God through the last few decades. A lot of the music we use here in our church is through Majesty Music, which is his music publishing ministry. And he's had a big impact. So it's a very poignant story, a very truthful, very helpful story as we look at it together. But before we do anything, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord's blessing, and then we'll move forward with our program this morning, The Richest Family in Town. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Father, I pray now that you bless our time here this morning. Now, we put, literally, Lord, you know, we put hours in preparation and practice. But, Father, the desire is to do our best, yes, to be a blessing to those who are here, and that is true as well. But, Lord, really, to glorify, to honor you, to lift up your name. And so, Father, we pray that you would work in such a way, move in hearts in such a way, Lord, that you draw people to yourself. Now, we ask for these things in Christ's name. Amen.
It's Christmas time again, and so many memories come flooding back. Problem is, when you get to be my age, those memories kind of begin to all run together. But there's one Christmas I'll never forget. Let's see now, it would have been somewhere around 1949. Yes, that's it, Christmas 1949 in Caldwell, New Jersey. My father had died just 2 years before, and there was just me, Mom, and my two sisters. We lived in a tiny apartment not too far from the local diner where Mom worked as a waitress. Things were a whole lot different back then. Gasoline was 20 cents a gallon, a postage stamp was just 3 pennies, and a loaf of bread was a whopping 14 cents. Two quarters would pay for a dinner in a nice restaurant, and many workers made less than a dollar an hour.
Hurry up, kids. It's time to eat. We're going to be late for church.
What's for supper, Mom? I'm starved.
Peanut butter sandwiches and beans.
Peanut butter again? I wish I lived next door with Johnny. Last night, he got two whole hamburgers for supper.
That sounds so good.
Mom, my hair looks awful.
Like usual.
Just sit down and eat, dear. I'll help you after supper.
Can I have a glass of real milk, please?
Sorry, Sammy. That milk is for something special. Just go ahead and get some canned milk out of the cupboard and mix it with water in that pitcher over there. It's just as good.
Just as good?
You're right, Mother. I can hardly tell the difference anymore.
You could if you were normal, Becky.
My name is Rebecca, little father.
Rebecca, since when?
Since I've grown up. It's time for you to respect your elders, Pipsqueak.
Rebecca!
Okay, that's enough, kids. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this food, but most of all, thank you for our salvation. Now please help all of us to be kind to each other as we eat this delicious supper. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Christmas was always a pretty sparse affair at our house, but Mom did her best. Each one of us prized the small gifts that she put under the tree. Usually we'd get a tangerine, some hard candy, and maybe a toy from the Salvation Army. We didn't have much. Of course, neither did anybody else we knew. But we did have the Lord, and you know what we found out? The Lord is very good to every one of his children.
The Lord is so good, he's so mighty and strong.
church 4 blocks north of our apartment. We loved it there. The music, the preaching, the wonderful people. We used to live for Sundays and Wednesday nights. If the doors were open, wild horses couldn't keep us away. I especially remember Pastor Thomas. He was my hero.
The Lord has been mighty good to our little church this year, hasn't he? I know we may not have all the things we'd like to have, but we have great riches through the Lord Jesus Christ. Why, in just the last 6 months, we've seen 3 families reach for the Lord. And did you know the average person seated here tonight is wealthier than 90% of the rest of the world? Yes, we're rich in a lot of ways, but most of all, let's be thankful for the gift that was given almost 2,000 years ago. Heaven's greatest treasure was sent to earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to do something a little unusual this year. Let's plan on taking a sacrificial offering for a really needy family here in Caldwell. I've contacted the folks at the Salvation Army, and they're helping me locate a family that's struggling. Since Christmas comes on Sunday this year, we'll take up a special offering on Christmas morning, 4 weeks from today, and I'll deliver it on Christmas afternoon. Now let's all try to figure out what we can do without for the next 4 weeks so we can show the love of Christ to someone in real need. Perhaps we can reach them for the Lord, too.
Exciting?
Exciting?
Yeah, about raising money for the poorest family in town.
Oh, why, yes. That's a very good idea.
I've been such a dummy, complaining all the time. Why, there's lots of people worse off than us.
That's right, Sammy. We have much to be thankful for.
How much are we going to give for the offering, Mom?
Well, sure, we could get something.
Something?
Listen, you two, money doesn't grow on trees.
Kids, I'd love to help with that offering, but I really don't have enough to even buy you any presents.
Don't worry about us, Mom. We don't want any presents.
Who doesn't?
We don't. We'd much rather see that poor family saved. Wouldn't we, Becky?
Well, I suppose that would be nice.
Good. Now, all we gotta do is get some extra money.
Maybe I could find some extra work somewhere.
Mom, you already work way too hard. We'll take care of this.
What can you do, baby brother?
Well, being the man of the family, I've got plans.
What kind of plans?
On the way home from church, I noticed quite a few yards still covered with leaves, and it got me thinking. Shouldn't they be raked up before the snow comes?
I suppose so.
Has anybody asked you?
They don't need to. I'll just go around and rake them all up, then ask for donations.
That's not a bad idea.
Why, thank you, Miss Rebecca.
Mom, what if you use the margarine instead of butter for the next 4 weeks?
And water instead of milk.
That would save a little, I suppose, if you kids don't mind.
We could have cornflakes for supper every night.
With water on them.
Yuck.
Come on, Becky. You need to lose a few pounds anyway.
I'd like to lose a few pounds, and his name is Sammy.
Come on, Becky, please.
What do you think, Beck?
Well, I probably could do some extra babysitting.
And I could help you, Becky.
I knew you'd come through, big sister.
Come to think of it, I heard that Miss Brooks hasn't been able to clean her house since she had that fall 2 weeks ago.
I bet she'd be glad to have my help, Mom.
She just might, Katie.
And she'd probably pay you, too.
Mom, do you remember that delicious fudge you used to make?
I sure do. It was my grandmother's recipe.
Oh, Mom, that stuff was delicious.
Why don't you make it anymore, Mom?
Well, it's awfully expensive with all that chocolate and butter.
Why don't we see if Mr. Harris down at the A&P would give us enough credit to buy the ingredients? We can sell the fudge door to door and pay him back in no time.
That's a great idea.
I could help, too.
I volunteer to lick the pan, sir.
That just might work.
We're going to make lots of money, Mom. Just wait and see.
That needy family is going to have a Christmas they'll never forget.
We'll give them tons of money. This is going to be the greatest Christmas of all.
Thank you.
As the days passed, our excitement grew. We lived on beans, cornflakes, peanut butter, and bologna, but we loved it. We were on a mission, and no sacrifice was too great.
Let's get down to the cookie jar and see how much money we've made so far.
You kids are going to wear that money out if you keep counting it so much.
I've got some more, Mom. Mr. Miller gave me a whole $1 William for raking his lawn this afternoon.
Why are you calling it a $1 William?
Because I'm not familiar enough with it to call it a $1 bill.
Sammy, I'm going to burn that joke book of yours.
Look at this. Miss Brooks gave me 50 cents for helping her clean her house.
That's wonderful, kids. What about you, Becky?
Oh, you probably wouldn't be interested.
Come on, Becky. Did you get paid today?
Well, I can't seem to remember.
Becky!
Oh, yes. Now I recall. Mrs. Smith paid me for all that babysitting I did last week. What do you think of this? One Lincoln and three Georges.
$8?
Oh, Becky, she must really appreciate you.
Oh, it's nothing for someone as mature as I am.
I can't believe it. $8.
Becky, I take back all the mean things I've ever said about you.
You haven't heard the best part yet.
There's more?
I gave Mrs. Smith a taste of your fudge, Mom, and she asked if you would make two batches for her garden club party tomorrow night.
But I sold the last piece this afternoon.
Is she gonna pay us?
You better believe it. She said she'd give us $5 if I delivered it by supper tomorrow.
$5?
But I haven't got time, Becky. I've got to be at the diner in 30 minutes.
Mom, don't you worry. I'll handle everything. The best cooks in the world are men, you know.
Oh, brother.
Now I'll just turn the stove on first.
That's the clock, Sammy.
Yeah, I knew that, but it needed a little adjustment. Everybody knows this is the stove control right over here.
That's the oven, sweetie.
Mom, I've got an idea. Why don't you explain exactly how to make the fudge to all of us, and then Katie and I can be Sammy's, helpers. Is that all right, Sammy?
Well, okay, I guess I could let you do some of the easy stuff, like washing dishes and cleaning up.
You're too kind, Your Majesty.
What are we gonna call it?
Call what?
The fudge.
How about something really novel, like fudge? It's worked so far.
No, that's way too plain. If this stuff is really gonna go, it's gotta sound special.
Mom, didn't you say it was your grandma's recipe?
That's right, Katie.
Maybe we could call it Grandma's Fudge.
That's better, but it still needs more pizzazz.
This is ridiculous.
How about Grandma's Famous Fudge?
Now you're talking. Katie, you're a marketing genius.
And so it was born, Grandma's Famous Fudge. Mom gave us a 20-minute lesson in fudge making and then hurried out the door to work. By the time she returned home, we had burnt fudge all over the kitchen, and we kids were all mad at each other. But with Mom's help, before the night was over, we had two perfect batches of Grandma's Famous Fudge. First thing the next morning, I proudly delivered our pride and joy to Mrs. Smith. Not only did Mrs. Smith love our fudge, but every woman in her garden club raved about it, too. Before we knew it, we had orders coming out of our ears. It seemed like every one of those women had a Christmas party that wouldn't be complete without Grandma's Famous Fudge. We were having the time of our lives working around the clock. That needy family wasn't going to be poor anymore. The wealth of a thousand kingdoms was piling up in our cookie jar.
Thank you.
Thanks for supper, Mom. That was delicious.
You're welcome, Sammy. I worked long and hard on those cornflakes.
They really were good, Mom.
I can't believe I let you kids talk me into giving you cornflakes instead of meatloaf on Christmas Eve.
Mom, it's our last chance to save money for the offering tomorrow.
I know, but you kids deserve something special once in a while, too.
Dinner was very special, Mom. I can't remember the last time I had real milk on my cereal. Thank you.
You kids beat all. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so excited, I don't know if I can sleep tonight or not.
Let's count our money again.
I'll get the cookie jar. It's empty.
Empty?
The money's gone?
I knew this would happen. Call the police.
Call the army.
Wait, kids, settle down.
Settle down, but we've been robbed.
I know who took the money.
Who? Let me at him.
I took it.
You?
Yes. I stopped by the bank this afternoon and got some larger bills for all of the change.
Oh, Mom, don't scare us like that.
I almost had a heart attack.
I did have a heart attack.
Sorry, Sammy. I hope there's no permanent damage.
Get off the floor, Sammy, before I really give you some permanent damage.
Becky, you need a sense of humor.
And you just need some sense.
Where's the money, Mom?
Right here in my purse. All $122 of it.
Mom, is that what I think it is?
A $100 bill.
Wow, a brand new $100 bill? It doesn't look real.
It's real, all right.
Can I hold it, Mom?
Sure, Sammy.
I feel like a millionaire.
Let me hold it, Sammy.
Hold your horses, Katie. Just let me look at it a minute. Wow, that needy family is going to faint when they see this.
I can't wait till the pastor takes the offering tomorrow morning.
Kids, are you sure you want to give all this money in the offering?
Of course, Mom.
That's what we've been planning all along.
I know. I just want to be sure this is really what you want to do.
Why wouldn't we?
I feel like a terrible mother. It's Christmas, and none of you has any presents, not even one.
We know, Mom. That was the plan.
I know, but I still feel guilty. Your father would have made sure you at least got something. It wouldn't hurt to take a little bit of that money and get something for you kids down at the Salvation Army.
We can't do that.
What about your shoes, Sammy? Those holes are not getting any smaller.
I can just cut out new pieces of cardboard to put inside them like I always do. They're fine.
And Becky, you can't even button your winter coat. It's so small.
I always got too hot when it was buttoned anyway.
And Katie, wouldn't you like a new toy?
I suppose so, Mom, but not near as much as I like to help that poor family. I just know they're going to get saved.
I've got to hand it to you, kids. Your father would be so proud of you.
Mom, can I put this $100 bill in the offering plate tomorrow?
I don't know, Sammy. You'd better ask your sisters about that one.
It's fine with me.
Becky?
I guess it'd be okay.
All right.
But how are we going to divide up the rest?
Let's see. Mom, you ought to give the $20. And Becky, each of us can put in $1.
Just $1?
Kids, it doesn't matter who puts the money in the offering. You all have worked very hard, and the Lord is going to reward each one of you.
I didn't sleep a wink that night. We got to church early Christmas morning and sat right down front so we could be the first ones to give. Some of the other kids looked at us rather strangely since we were all wearing the same old clothes that we wore all year long, but I didn't care. I had more money in my hand than they'd ever dreamed about. The service seemed to drag on forever. Finally, the big moment arrived. As long as I live, I'll never forget the thrill of dropping that $100 bill into the offering plate. My eyes filled with tears. I was the happiest, richest kid on earth. Just like the wise men, I had given my very best to the Lord.
Thank you.
What's for Christmas dinner, Mom?
You'll never believe it. The A&P had a Christmas special yesterday. And guess what was on sale?
What?
A giant box of cornflakes.
Cornflakes?
Yes, Sammy. And they also had a special buy on oatmeal.
Oh, goody. My favorite.
Hey, maybe we could raise money for another needy family and give it to them on New Year's.
Sure, people will need fudge for their New Year's parties, won't they?
No more fudge, please.
Sorry, kids. Nobody's making any fudge today.
Thank goodness.
Why not, Mom?
Because I'm using the oven.
For cornflakes?
Sorry, Sammy. I'm afraid the cornflakes will have to wait. Yesterday, I also found something else on sale.
What, Mom?
A half-priced turkey.
Oh, turkey sounds so delicious.
How about cranberry sauce?
And mashed potatoes.
And dressing?
And all the trimmings. We're going to eat like the richest folks in town today.
I wonder if Pastor Thomas has seen that poor family yet.
That's right. He could be giving them our money right now.
Maybe the pastor is telling them how to get saved at this very moment.
Mom, we'd better hurry up and pray that God will work in their hearts.
That's a good idea, Sammy. You go ahead and lead us.
Dear Jesus, you have given us so much. Thank you for the best Christmas ever. I especially pray for Pastor Thomas as he delivers the money to those poor people. Lord, give him just the right words to say so that they'll get saved and...
Who could that be?
I'll get it. Pastor Thomas, come on in. We were just praying for you. Have you delivered the offering yet?
Well, not quite yet. I talked with the folks at the Salvation Army, and then I met with the deacons, and, well, the vote was unanimous.
What vote? What are you talking about?
Deacons and the Ladies Missionary Society, they did all agree.
Agreed on what?
That the special offering should be given, well, to you and your family.
To us? But Pastor...
No, it's settled. Here. God bless you and your family, and have a Merry Christmas.
Who was it, Mom?
What's wrong? Who is at the door?
Pastor Thomas.
Pastor Thomas? What did he say, Mom? Did he deliver the money yet?
Did the needy family get saved?
He gave me this.
What is it?
It's the offering, honey. The church decided to give it to us.
But it was supposed to go to a poor family.
The poorest family in town.
I guess that's us, Katie.
We're not poor.
Well, the whole church says we are.
I just want to cry. What are my friends going to say?
Great. This morning I was a millionaire, and now I'm a beggar. Merry Christmas.
Bah humbug. Why don't we go out into the street corner and beg for food just like the rest of the bums?
Kids, the Lord is in control of this. It's not as bad as it seems.
It's worse. I'm never going to show my face in that church again.
Becky, don't talk like that. Remember, when Jesus came to earth, he was humiliated too.
But I don't want to be humiliated, and I'm not touching that money.
What are we going to do with it, Mom?
I don't know, Sammy. Why don't we ask God to show us?
Thank you.
Even though we prayed that day, we still felt terrible. To make matters worse, I counted the money, and it came to $141. We had given all of it except for $19. As far as I was concerned, I never wanted to set foot in that church again. But the next Sunday was New Year's Day, and Mom forced us to go, much to her regret.
I am never going back to that dumb church again.
You don't need to worry about that, Slugger. They'll lock the doors if they see you coming again.
Sammy, why did you hit David?
Because he called me a beggar.
So?
So I showed him who the real beggar was.
And what is that supposed to mean?
When I got through beating him up, he was down on his knees begging for mercy.
Pastor Thomas was really upset. He told me that David's nose was bleeding everywhere.
It was really neat, Mom. There was blood all over the carpet.
Great. My brother's not only a beggar, he's a juvenile delinquent.
Kids, I'm having a hard time with this too, but we've got to hang on to the truth, to be strong. In Christ we're rich, not poor. We are rich.
Why don't you tell that to the church, Mom?
Sammy, you be quiet. We are not beggars, no matter what anybody says.
Sorry, Mom.
If only your father were here, he'd know what to do.
We'll be fine, Mom. Don't cry.
Please, just don't make us go back to that church.
Lord, help me get through this. What am I supposed to do? I could just die.
Once upon a sunny night, Jesus came to
following week was awfully difficult. Although we three kids tried to be strong, Mom still cried a lot. We had not seen her so low since Dad's funeral. I was mad at everybody, but I was especially mad at God. Why was he allowing my mom to suffer so much? The following Sunday, Mom decided we'd try to go to church one more time, and none of us was about to tell her no. There was a special speaker at church that Sunday named Dallas Washer, who was a missionary from Togo, West Africa. His exciting stories about serving the Lord in a very difficult place helped us to forget about our own problems, at least for a little while.
In the rainforest of Africa, Sunday morning services are a lot different than they are here. For instance, just 2 months ago, I was preaching in the village of Koje when it started pouring rain. Since our church has a grass roof, it wasn't long before leaks started appearing here and there, and people began shifting about to keep from getting wet. Things really got exciting when a large, venomous snake fell from the ceiling, and everyone started jumping out of the windows. Right then and there, I decided the time had come to put a metal roof on our church in Koje. This project will cost about $150. That's a gigantic sum for those poverty-stricken Africans. This morning, perhaps the Lord would burden your heart to give toward this project. The need is great, but our God is able.
Before we close the service, I'd like to take a special offering for Brother Washer. Now, I know that 2 weeks after Christmas is not exactly the best time in the world to try to raise money, but these fellow Christians in Africa have a real need. Let's all try to give something.
I think the idea hit us all at the same time. We all looked at Mom, who was smiling for the first time since Christmas. As soon as the service was over and we got outside, we started talking a mile a minute.
Sammy, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I am if you're thinking what I'm thinking.
I think we're all thinking the same thing.
Will somebody please say it?
We need to give our money to the missionary.
How much do you kids want to give?
All of it, of course. There's not any question.
Even that might not be enough.
But how are we going to get it to him? He's leaving town this afternoon.
Let's take it to the Miller's house.
Why would we take it there?
That's where he spent the night. He's not leaving until after lunch.
How'd you know that, Sammy?
Simple. I asked the pastor.
You're a genius, little brother.
Why, thank you, Your Highness.
We quickly walked the rest of the way home. I grabbed the money envelope that had been sitting untouched on the kitchen table for 2 weeks. We immediately set out again. It was a long walk, but we finally got to the Miller's house just as Mr. Washer was putting his suitcase in the car.
Sir, my family and I would like to have a talk with you.
With me? I'm sorry, I don't live here. I'm just visiting the area.
We know that, sir, but we still need your help.
Well, I haven't got much money, but I'll do what I can.
Mister, we don't want your money. We were just wondering if you could help us get rid of some money. Here in this envelope.
Say, are you kids in some kind of trouble?
We sure are.
We already tried to get rid of it once, but it didn't work.
Well now, where did this money come from?
We've gotten it from all over town.
And we had to do all kinds of things to get it, too.
Yeah, sometimes we had to stop people right on the street.
Oh, really?
Phew, you kids sure set a mean pace. Did you give Mr. Washer the money yet?
We're trying to, Mom.
How did you know my name, ma'am?
We heard you at church this morning.
You were great, Mr. Washer.
Especially the part about the big snake.
Ah, now this is making sense.
How much money did you get in the offering this morning?
Sammy!
That's all right, ma'am. I don't mind. We got about $11, son.
That's all?
Every little bit helps. In God's time, he'll give us that new roof. You'll see.
We don't want you to have to wait too long.
Will you take our envelope now and add it to the offering? We didn't have it with us this morning.
Is that all right with you, ma'am?
They earned it, Mr. Washer, and they want you to have it.
Yeah, so you can reach lots of people for Jesus.
Is this money that you need for your family?
Mister, don't you worry about us. We're really, really rich, and then there's lots more where that came from.
Sammy!
It's true, Mom. The Lord gave us this money, and he's got loads more.
He sure does, son. What are your names?
We'd rather not say, sir. Please don't tell anybody who gave you this.
Just remember us as the richest family in town.
I understand. Thank you all very much.
Sammy, what's that stuff in your pockets?
Oh, I almost forgot. It's for Mr. Washer to take with him to Africa.
What is it?
Ooh, well, it used to be fudge.
We were a different family after that. I think we floated all the way home, singing and laughing and thanking the Lord for his goodness. Much to our surprise, we began getting more requests for Grandma's famous fudge, and before long we had quite a little family business going. Then, one Sunday night, several months later, we got another surprise.
Tonight for our missionary report, I'd like to read a letter I just received on Friday. Dear friends, I've enclosed a picture of our church in Kojay. Thanks to you, we now have a brand new snake-proof metal roof. We had our first service in our new building last Sunday. Even though it was raining, 8 people got saved by the end of the service. Let me add a special word of thanks to one of your families who went the extra mile to help with this project. They only identified themselves as the richest family in town. Thank you, folks. I appreciate your unusual sacrifice. Yours for souls, Dallas Washer. Well, I think perhaps Brother Washer got us mixed up with one of his other supporting churches, but nonetheless, I want to thank all of you who gave towards that roof.
Ever since that night, all those years ago, I've realized I'm a member of the wealthiest family in the universe. My father owns it all. Oh, we still had some hard times, plenty of them, but the Lord always provided. I even made it through 4 years of Bible college, and you'll never guess who paid my way. Grandma, or at least Grandma's famous fudge. And today, I'm president of Grandma's famous fudge factory. Over the years, I suppose we've made a lot of money, but we never held on to much of it. However, we have built several churches and supported hundreds of missionaries around the world. You see, it never made much sense to me to keep a bunch of money down here when you could send it on ahead up there. Now, think about it. 1,000 years from now, it's not going to matter a hill of beans what kind of clothes I'm wearing or how much money I have in the bank. All that's going to matter is my relationship with Jesus Christ, the greatest treasure of all.
A special thank you, obviously, for our readers. If they'll stand, they did, I think, an excellent job. Very thankful for our singers, as well as the kids. Brother Maley kind of oversaw that part of it. And then we had fellas in the back helping with the lights and the sound and all the words up there. And trust it was a blessing to you. I hope you got the message. The message is that Jesus Christ is the gift from heaven. And when he's in your life, you're richer than 1,000 kingdoms.